Hey guys, this is Justin Van Patten
and Stormy Van Patten, and this is the Van Patten Perspective, talking about all things relationships, life, and a whole lot of Jesus.
We love talking about our family and our businesses and just what God's doing in our life, and we can't wait to share all about it. Hey guys, this is Justin Van Patten.
And Stormy Van Patten.
And you know, we were just sitting here, date night. We got kids at youth group tonight, just enjoying each other's company. And we were just talking about just the importance of just testimony and just being open and honest and vulnerable with the people around you and how important that is. And we were just speaking just openly about how difficult it is to be vulnerable. I know personally, I am always not wanting to be the downer.
Right.
So if somebody's like, how are you doing? I'm incredible, always. And I truly am, because I woke up this morning. You know, I woke up today. It's a great day. But also, not every day is I'm doing well.
Right.
And it's just so important, I feel, to be willing to share those things when appropriate, right? You don't want to just, like, unload on somebody when they're just asking how you're doing. You're like, you wouldn't believe what happened today, and blah, 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 and just word vomit and just offload onto them. But we're just talking about how important it is and the value in just being open and honest and the freedom that comes with that.
Yeah, and with that, people are so, I feel like, and it's out of a habit, mm-hmm. and out of courtesy to be like, how are you?
Right.
It's like, good, good, good. Like, but how are you really?
Uh-huh.
Like, I know that you and I both are in that habit of like, you know, a lot of people are always, or like, another day.
Yeah.
Where we both are like, so good. Like, because we are so good. Right. Like, there's always things to complain about, uh-huh. or to worry about, or there's always hard things going on in the day. But you and I typically, or like when you come to my work and people are like, how are you? And you're always like, so good. I'm like, no, you're not. You like have a bum knee. You got this. Like, be real. Tell them how you're actually doing. But it's like, you would if you had 30 seconds. Just yeah. usually like within like going in a door or something. But yeah, just talking tonight and, you know, having dinner with friends this week and having coffee with a friend this morning. And there's a huge opportunity in being able to be encouragers of the world, mm-hmm. hope dealers of the world,
right.
by sharing our testimony with people. It mm-hmm. truly is an opportunity that God has given us. I mean, there's so many passages in the Bible that literally talk about this, you know, by the power of our word, or the power of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Blood of the Lamb.
Blood of the Lamb and the
word of our testimony.
Word of our testimony.
Right.
Be the glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Or along those words, or you know, those lines of just like being willing to share the love of Jesus and like our testimony of like who you were before God, who you are now, and or where you're going through God. And I think there's just such a power in our words, also of like being authentic and giving people permission to be real,
right. Well, and like that song, right? It's okay not to be okay, right? Like, so many of us want to put on that face, like, and like you said, like, I am so good. Every day, I'm so good. But, like you had said, like, but how are you really? Like, if you have that time and you're sitting with a friend and they're like, how are you doing? You're like, no, I'm great. And they're like, yeah, that's awesome. But how are you really doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're willing to, like, stop and really ask you, like, how you're doing, then you're probably more apt to be like, you know, mostly good. I do have these things going on.
Right.
And then you have that actual opening, right? And like you said, like, your testimony, it's just so strong to be able to share what God's doing in your life. And like you said, like, where were you before? Where were you when, like, Jesus intervened? Where are you today? And I could tell you that 100 different ways I could tell you where I was before I knew Jesus at all. I could tell you where I was when he found me and then my life since then. I could tell you just this week when I was struggling and then I was just in the Word praying and he brought something to light and he just shared that with my heart and encouraged me and then how I took that into the day. Like, your testimony can be this whole, here's my whole life. It could be, here's my whole day. Like, here's what he did to me with me today. Here's what he did with what I was going through. Here's how he used it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like being willing to share those things gives opportunities for other people to be like, no way, I'm also struggling with that same thing. Or I also had to overcome something very similar. And, you know, just coming off of Rooted, you know, 10 weeks of this discipleship
experience
group with so many amazing people. We had 12 of us and it was just incredible. And you start and it just goes through the rhythm of the relationship we have with Jesus and prayer and discipleship and all that. But part of it is sharing your testimony. And it's so interesting how many people you'll be talking to that say, oh, I don't have a testimony. And you're like, no, you don't get it. We all have a testimony. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, but I don't. And it's like, okay, do you know Jesus? Well, yeah. Has he done it? Has he showed up in your life at all? Well, yeah. It's like, well, share that with us. Mm-hmm. Because you don't ever know how that little thing that he showed up for in your life, that could be the exact thing that somebody needs to hear that encourages their heart to where they're like, you have no idea. That was exactly what I needed to hear just now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it just helps people become relatable and not feeling alone. I think that, you know, trauma bonds are a real thing.
Right.
And, you know, you and I met when we were so young, and before we knew what a testimony was, before we were living with Jesus, we could see something in each other that was familiar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even in that part of our testimony, like, God used it all for his glory and, like, his, in the sense of marriage, like, our, through our marriage, like, God gets the glory, and without right. it have been us, like, meeting, that wouldn't have been a possible story for him in our testimony. I mean, both being raised by single moms, both being raised by alcoholics and moving a ton and going to lots of different schools and dysfunction and abuse and all the things. But God always has a plan, mm-hmm. even in the hard. And even when it's so hard to see, like, looking back on some of those parts of our stories, like when we didn't know Jesus, like, yeah, it's hard to see, like, go back in time and be like an angry teenager or a scared teenager or whatever and be like, where are you, God? Like, if you're real, you wouldn't let this stuff happen.
Right.
But then now as a believer, you could look back at that same story in that same room or that same circumstance and ask God, like, where were you in this? And he'll show you. He's right there in the room with you. Mm. And his heart was breaking right along with ours for the things that were happening. Like, you know, the old story, like, bad things happen to good people or whatever. Mm. But it's like, bad things happen to all people. That's not from God. But God will use it all so that we're able to help other people or have the opportunity to change a future generation through our testimonies from what we've changed through our stories.
Right. Well, and like bad things happen to good people. It's like, okay, well, I could tell you, as far as good people go, the Bible says, like, not one of us, right?
Yeah.
Not one of us is good. So there's that. But then there's like, what's a bad thing? Well, I lost my job. And it's like, okay, well, in hindsight, right? Looking back, I lost my job and then it led me to this and then it led me to this. And then that's where God showed up in a big way and blessed us abundantly. And this, and it's like, you might think, and not to say that there's aren't bad things, right? Like, there's things that are, like, very obviously, like, trauma, right? And that's not to negate anything like that. But, like you said, like, God is there in the moment with you. And I just, like, I think it's probably one of my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible. Like Genesis 50, where, like, Joseph's, like, brothers are freaking out. And they're like, he's definitely going to kill us. And he's like, no, you don't get it. Like,
What
you meant for evil, God meant for good. Like, amen. Like, God was in this. Like, you thought you were selling me into slavery, but in reality, like, had that not happened, I wouldn't have been here for this thing. Mm-hmm. And he didn't let circumstances get him down. He made the best of where he was because he had that faith. And having faith, and I think the more we go through in life, the easier it is to look back at those valleys and realize that those valleys are in between those mountaintop moments, you know, like to get from mountaintop to mountaintop, you have to go through a valley to get there.
Yep.
You know, like if you're standing on a mountaintop and you're like, yeah, that one right there is even higher. Let's go there. Well, you can't go from a mountaintop directly to a mountaintop. You have to go back down that mountain. Mm-hmm. Which leads you to a valley, and then climb that next mountain all over again. And if you're wondering, like, God, have you left me, while you're traveling down the hill and then into the valley and then up the next hill, like, you're going to be miserable the whole time. But if you're like, oh, no, God, I know you're getting me through this. And then even better, through this, I have something to share.
Right.
Like, my story, I'm the only person that has my story. You're the only person that has your story. And if you don't share that with anybody, who's it helping?
Right. Exactly. Well, and through those mountaintop moments, like, that visual of you, like, saying that out loud, it's like, it builds endurance every single time. Like, you go through something hard and you get to the other side, then you know that you could get through it. And through sharing your testimony of that, like, I think we need to share, like, some specific parts of our story. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, this crazy, you don't have to go through something super traumatic for it to be a story. But, you know, part of our story is breaking the generational alcoholism. Like, we both were raised by moms. Like, both of our moms died from alcoholism, ultimately. Mm-hmm. It was super sad and addiction and just trauma. And that alone could have easily taken us both out. Mm-hmm. That could have split us up. That could have, like, they both died within our first year of marriage. Like,
right.
Nobody would have batted an eye at us if we were to get a divorce during that first year because of how hard that would have been. I mean, we know people now who have been married 20 plus years who've still never lost a parent, let alone two parents. When, I mean, we were 8 months pregnant with each one of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of those circumstances, you know, would have broke us. But then you add you getting laid off the same day my mom died, us losing our house, us losing our car, like having to move in with family, getting to move in with family, like,
yeah,
the blessing that came out of that, showing us a different way of life, like, that's a whole story in itself. But any of those reasons could have broke us, but God, like, he worked it all together for good. And, you know, our testimony through the alcohol stuff, it's like, both of us loved to drink. We, like, that was a big part of the beginning of our dating world, like,
we drinking,
party, get drunk, have fun, like, live life, live, right. Like, because even that we thought was better than what our moms were doing. They were drinking to get drunk because they were sad.
Right.
We were drinking to have fun.
Yes.
We thought that was different until we both got sad when they died and we started drinking. And, you know, then it was different and we were drinking for other reasons. And then things got out of hand and we were drinking because it was a Sunday afternoon.
Right, like, it became habitual, right?
Yeah, it was every day. And then it was a little bit more every day until it was getting to the point where I was like, oh, I've had a bad day. I'm drinking. I'm sad. I'm drinking. These kids are driving me nuts. I'm drinking. We're fighting. I'm drinking.
Yeah.
But we recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
But like the timeline is like probably not far after we like really gave our hearts to the Lord and started recognizing things in our lives that weren't from Him or His best for us. But now it's like we literally, we barely drink. Like,
yeah, it's rare. And even then, right, like we came up with a rule for ourselves is like, hey, we don't drink to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
We drink to feel even better. Like, we already feel good. Then we can have a cocktail. But we're not going to drink because we are sad. And we're trying to make ourselves feel good. Like, we already feel good. So, like, that was, like, an early rule that it's like, no, I'm not going to drink to, like, solve my problems.
Or because we're having a bad day.
You know? And it's like, and since then, it's just become less and less to where, like, now it's like, I love the idea of having a cocktail. But usually by the time I'm done thinking about it, that was enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, I don't even want to go through the trouble of actually making a cocktail and drinking a cocktail and then feeling what a cocktail does to my body and then paying for that cocktail tomorrow while I'm at the gym. And it's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm just going to enjoy that thought that I had about the cocktail. And that's good enough for me, you know. And well, we still have a glass of wine here and there. But it's just these things that you learn from over time, that you build on, that your story is created on, these building blocks over time. And if you don't share them, then you don't get that freedom. I feel like the enemy wants to keep us in shame. Like we were talking about earlier tonight about just things we've gone through and things we've done in our youth. And we're like, man, I just feel like people would judge us for that. And it's like, yeah, but in hindsight, I wouldn't go back and change anything because I don't know if I was, like, not that we have a time machine anyway, but if you were to go back and change something, who knows what else that would change?
Yeah.
It might change this, that changes this, that changes this, and now we don't have the life we have now. Now we don't have the kids we have now. Now we don't have the house we have now. Who knows the repercussions, that butterfly effect, right? Like, I thank God every day I don't have a time machine because there's all half a dozen things that I would love to change about the way I did things in life. But looking back, I'm so glad they went the way they did because I wouldn't change any of it because I love where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
But the enemy wants to keep us quiet. The enemy wants to keep us isolated. The enemy wants to keep you in shame. But there's freedom.
And also tell you that you don't have a story worth sharing or one that people can relate to or compare to. I mean, if we were all in a room right now, just raise your hand if you know somebody that's been raised by a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were raised by a single mom.
Right.
Raise your hand if you know somebody who's had an alcohol problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you know somebody that has moved a bunch as a kid. Like, you could, there's lots of different things you could relate to, you know, but most people will just stay quiet and not think that they have anything worth sharing. And for a long time, we didn't either. Like, it just, it became like something where I was like, I'm tired of feeling like this might be shameful, like you said. And then as we started sharing our story, people were like, wow, that is super encouraging. Like, that's very, like, that's so inspiring. We were like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, it was just my story. Like, it's super messed up. What do you mean it's inspiring? Like, that sounds like it's a sad story. Like, it needs to be a country song. Like, and then the more that God has just, like, broke it down into different layers, I can see the power of our testimony because it's all the glory to God. Like, it wasn't by chance. It wasn't a coincidence. It was only by His grace that our story has ended up the way that it is. He is the author of the beginning and end. He is the Alpha Omega. He's everything. And He wants the best for us. He wants the best for you, you know, and just never doubt what your testimony can do for somebody's heart.
Right. Well, never be afraid to share what you're going through. 'Cause so many people are looking for that connection. So many people, especially in today, since like COVID and lockdowns and everybody got so isolated, and the enemies used that to basically create these silos where people are like all by themselves. And like back in November, I was struggling hardcore just mentally and felt the need to just hop on live and be like, all right, guys, I don't know who else is struggling, but I am struggling right now. And I don't have a lot of love for myself, and I just wanted to share that. And literally had 40 different people like, I struggle with this exact same thing. And that's it. It's like the enemy wants you to stay quiet. The enemy wants you to not share what you have going on and just be quiet. Like, you're the only one. You're the exception. Jesus died for everybody else except for you. You're too far gone. And you just shush. But the moment that you share that, you realize that there's 10 people around you that the enemy is telling the exact same thing to for the exact same reason. And that's why there's so much freedom in sharing our testimony. And we just wanted to encourage you guys tonight. If you have things that you're going through, reach out.
Yeah, please don't suffer in silence.
Feel free to share that with people that you're around, that you're going through it with. If you don't have anybody you're going through it with, feel free to reach out to us. We would love to walk through life with anybody who's struggling, because isolation is one of the devil's biggest tools, and we feel like it has the simplest solution, and it's community.
Yep. Yes, we're always here to pray, to cheer you on, to support you. Feel free to reach out on social media or any way that you get a hold of us. We're here for you guys. We love you. We're championing you on, and we are praying for breakthrough. And we just thank you for tuning in, and we hope you guys just felt encouraged by this. Until next week, guys.
Love you guys. See you next time.